New X-ray technology is raising questions about how far police should be allowed to go in their search for criminals. These high-tech X-rays can let police see right into your home, can even let them search your body, all without you ever knowing about it. So is your right to privacy at risk? Here is NBC News national correspondent Jim Haviland.
High-intensity light, penetrating walls, nowhere to hide for border-running stowaways. Drug smugglers exposed by X-rays that undress suspects without a touch. And a flashlight that can see movement through walls. X-ray vision that would make Superman proud, but leave civil libertarians worried about America's shrinking right to privacy.
I always feel that I'm in fight on now.
That's because drug agents parked across the street use heat-sensing equipment to see through the walls of Danny Kylo's Oregon house and monitor heat coming off his indoor marijuana patch. The Supreme Court threw out the case against him, calling the thermal imaging used an illegal search.
They can't see people having sex and just being intimate, you know, in your own house, which is, should be private.
In fact, the newer equipment is even more sophisticated. It can see in the dark. Police can watch suspects through a window by pointing an infrared light in their direction, invisible to the human eye. It eliminates the cover of darkness.
Effective gee-whiz crime fighting. This truck-mounted camera can see drugs, weapons, even people buried deep inside freight.
With our system scanning a vehicle, we'll find those trucks without having to rip apart the car.
The radar flashlight detects movement through walls. SWAT teams, warrant-serving deputies can sense danger impossible to see.
It detects the very slight motion associated with the breathing cycle, the very slight movement of the chest.
Perhaps most controversial, the airport body scanner used by the U.S. Customs Service. Low-level radiation considered safe because it penetrates clothing, not skin. About one in every 9,000 international airline passengers asked to submit.
We do not use this technology randomly. It is random. It is based on an indication that we have a suspicion of a possible violation of law.
The Customs Service says it employs strict guidelines, including written consent from the suspect before search. A supervisor must approve the scan. The machine operator is of the same sex, and no one else is in the room. And only images that reveal contraband are kept. All others discarded. Safeguards designed to keep the balance between technology and privacy.
We have to use these things, but there are costs, our sense of security, our sense of trust, our sense of a private space gets smaller and smaller.
In a country where X-ray vision is a real-world tool and no longer science fiction. Jim Avila, NBC News, Chicago.
And welcome.